It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Howe Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good early evening and welcome to Bath County High School Gymnasium. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. This is day two of the Dance Sports Classic here on WKCA, live streaming on WKCARadio.com. Bath County and Bracken County, Todd. Battle of two teams that have struggled. Bath County 1-11, our only win coming against Bracken County. The Polar Bears are 2-12. They got a win against Elliott County here yesterday, and they're playing a little bit better basketball. So we expect a pretty good ball game against two teams that are looking to put another win in the ledger.
Absolutely. You know, this is these two teams met back on the 18th of December, and I was actually talking with Bruce Jones yesterday. He is very familiar with the head coaches here. One of the head coach and the assistant coach are brothers for this Bracken County squad. And the Kings, Jerry King is the head coach. And, you know, he's very familiar with, you know, those guys. And he was sitting there and was talking with them, and they came over and said, he said, what happened at Bracken? He said, I wasn't able to be at that game. He said, honestly, we had a bunch of turnovers. And we got down and just kept turning the ball over and just couldn't recover. And, you know, sometimes that happens, and we've seen it out of Bath County teams. You know, the turnover bug becomes contagious, and it keeps going and going. But they're hoping to have a better product. The center that you'll see for this Bracken County squad, he's a senior, 6'5 senior. I think it's his first year playing basketball.
Really?
He's got a lot of upside to him, but he's still learning the game. I mean, he knows to get rebounds, but, you know, some of his moves and his ball handling and stuff like that, still a little tough to watch at times. But he's a work in progress, and he's only getting better as each game goes on. He was a force yesterday in their win over Elliott.
Well, and they drew Elliott yesterday. Bath County, the host team, played Bryan Station, the defenders, the number 11 team in the state yesterday. And Bath County fell in that one by a score 72-36. But, you know, it was much closer ball game early than that score would indicate. And, you know, we're not a proponent of more wins or more losses. But it was a positive to play that team that close early. And like we talked about with Coach Perry in the post game, the first 12 minutes of that contest were super competitive. Bath County led halfway through the first quarter. Bath County found themselves down by a couple possessions midway through the second quarter, and then they went on that run. And I think that's when Bath County sort of lost their you've got to get a little bit tired and lost their legs. And from that point forward, it was all Bryan Station, and we had a chance to see their quick guards and their good combo post players. And, you know, they're really good. But when you start looking at all the talent in Lexington, you know, they may not even make it out of their district. And they're the number 11 team in the state right now at 10-1. So, you know, Bath County got that one out of the way. We've got this game at 4 o'clock, and this is a very busy day here in Owingsville with the Dance Sports Classic. We've got the 4 o'clock game here. There's a 6 o'clock game between Model and Ohio Mohican Academy. And then, let's go to today.
How about 6 o'clock?
Let's go to Richmond Model. 6 o'clock Model in Bryan Station. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll be back on the air with Ohio Mohican Academy. So Bath County with a chance to get a couple wins today if we make those plays. And like Todd talked about, Bracken County didn't play well. Taylan Sorrow had a really good game over there. He was probably the difference maker because he was the best guard on the floor in that ball game. So hopefully Bath County can use that to our advantage and just continue to do those little things that help us to win ball games. And, you know, this schedule's not getting easier. Bath County has yet to play Round County. Bath County's got another game against Fleming, another against Menifee, not to mention the very tough schedule that Coach Matthew Perry has. As we're going to head back to the studio, hear a few words from some sponsors as our pregame show will continue momentarily. You're listening to the Dan Swartz Classic here on WKCA.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick, across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back as our pregame show rolls along here from Bath County High School Gymnasium. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, the Dan Swartz Classic. This is the second day of this showcase. And Todd, we talk about losing players over the years and graduation, and, you know, Zach Otis obviously being a superstar and, you know, the leading scorer in team school history. This Bracken County team not only lost their head coach in Adam Reed, but they lost his two sons to transfer. Blake Reed transferred to Mason County. He scored 3,000 points at Mason County, or excuse me, Bracken County, and he's not done. And he scored 47 last year in a ball game to put him over 3,000 in December. He ends up going nearly 3,200, I think, for the year, 3,300, whatever it was. And now he's at Mason County, and I'm not sure how many COVID years are mixed in with that, but still, that is a career. So they're missing that kid who should be on the floor for them, and then his little brother, Caden, who's a good player himself, he averaged double digits, and you and I have seen those guys play, and they've always been very well coached, and I know they've got a coaching change this year with the King boys coming in, and there's a lot of work for them because you're losing so much off last year's roster, not only with the other seniors that were playing with Blake, but juniors that also made their way to another school. But it changes everything. And then anytime you've got the transfers, you've got just a lot of different things can change. But you've got two teams that last year had those two superstars that this year both teams are still trying to find their way. And it's really no surprise that's the case.
Absolutely. And, you know, in high school basketball, you have coaching changes. We're so familiar with that. And how players change within that program. You know, you've got some kids that respond to certain coaches certain ways. And, a new coach comes in, a different style of basketball. You have to learn that. So, I mean, there's a learning curve with that. And, you know, it makes it difficult. We've seen so many coaching changes here that it's almost like we don't get on a first-name basis with them. It's almost as bad as some of these one-and-dones at Kentucky and Duke and North Carolina. You don't really get to know these people anymore because they're here and gone. But that's just kind of the nature of the way the game is. The longevity just isn't there in coaching like it used to be. You're not going to have coaches that have been there for 20, 30 years and retiring out of that school system. It's all about what can you do for me now and what can you do for me this year, and it's almost like a year-to-year contract with most of these coaches.
Well, and, you know, Coach Perry, you know, he took over this program late, and, you know, one of the conversations that we had last night was, you know, he was disappointed that the field wasn't more competitive. He said, but, you know, I sent out a feeler, you know, toward the end of the year. And he's like, you just can't, you can't in the fall send out a request to get somebody in a term, especially when contracts are involved. And a lot of people already have their holiday plans well in check. You know, hotels are paid for usually by then. And to get teams that aren't playing to come here and to play a certain amount of games, a certain amount of days between Christmas and New Year. And he said, you know, we were honestly lucky to get the teams that we have here. And that probably explains why Bryan Station was one of them. You know, they were probably looking for some games. And then these other teams who were trying to find their way were comfortable in coming here and playing in a showcase with teams that they can compete with, that are either the same size or sort of the same skill level. So, you know, he did the best he could do to get it together. But like you said, a coaching change late in the process will sometimes make that be the case. But, you know, Bracken County, they're just looking for a win. You know, they got a win yesterday with Elliott County. Coach Atkins, they're 1-9. They're going through the same thing. And, you know, you just go down the list. The model team, very competitive, but they're not a great team. This was basically Bryan Station and everybody else. And Bath County's just looking to get a win over everybody else, which I think is really what this team needs. And it's almost like one of those things where we talk about shooters needing to see a ball go through a hoop. Sometimes sports clubs need to see
W's on that schedule.
They need to see a win go onto that schedule. And I think that'll be the best medicine for this Bath County team. And but one of the comments I made last night, and you and I talked about it both on and off the air, us playing that schedule going into last night made us more comfortable going up against that Bryan Station club. And, you know, there wasn't the big eye, oh, my goodness, these guys are so much faster than us, they're so much better than us. It was one of those things like, hey, we've seen it all year. You know, we've played against Spurlock. We've played against, you know, the good guards that Pike Central has. And, you know, we've seen the big guys that Pikeville High School has. So we've seen these guys on our schedule. So it really wasn't a culture shock to get out there and play against really good talent. So Bath County was able to do that.
Absolutely, yes. Opening arguments brought to you by Ira Kilmer, Attorney at Law, out in Salt Lake. Patrick, we're not going to change them from what we've had. Bath County's got to stay out of foul trouble. Jay Smith cannot miss the second half because he's got four fouls on him. Taylen Sorrell can't be out of the lineup. Just it's much like what we talk about on the girls' side. We don't have that deep of a bench to be able to get that deep into it and keep the same level of quality that we've got going. Rebounding is going to be at a premium here. Bracken is going to have to crash the boards, follow the shots, and they're going to be able to handle the pressure. Bracken knows that Bath County likes to turn the ball over. They're going to try to turn up the pressure. If they don't come at them full court, look for them to be at a free court or a half court, even getting into some trapping in the half court.
All good points. And the one thing that we haven't seen a team play zone against Bath County. We haven't seen a team back off of us and not press us. So can we see Chase Robinson get those open looks from three? Can we see Eli McCarty get those open looks from three without having so much pressure on us trying to push it up and down the floor? If we can have a relaxed pace that we're in control of, we may be really successful today.
Absolutely. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. Remember, they got their year-end bonanza savings going on as well, so I'll talk about that one in a little bit. But these two teams getting ready to tip it up. That's kind of going with the same starting five we saw yesterday. Bracken looks like they've got Buchanan, Nelson, also the big fella and Elliott, Archibald, and also Witten on the floor. Bath County, Brashear, Smith, McCarty, Bowling, and Sorrell tipping it up. It's going to be Elliott and Brashear carrying the service back to Armitage.
Thanks, Todd. Bowling gets the tip. Bath County controls it. Bracken's back in a half court. They play a lot of half court man-to-man, and that's what they come out in. And Sorrell gets it at the top of the key. Bath County wearing their home whites. Bracken in those traveling blues. Bowling catches it out top of the key. Looks for a back door. Gives it up to Smith. Jace is wide open. Misses the shot. Pretty good job defensive recovery. Offensive rebound Bowling. He misses the shot. Smith gets a steal back. Loses the handle. Bowling comes away with it. Out to Sorrell. Now to McCarty. Eli for three. In and out, no good. Rebound to play Brashear. He goes back up strongly and one. Bath County scores with a chance for another. And you can see right off the bat, Todd, this Bracken County team does not have the big presence inside to block you out and to control the paint.
I don't know that Montana Brashear played in that matchup on the 18th.
Probably didn't. as he makes the free throw. That makes it 3-0 Bath. And you talk about the big guy being a little bit green. He's not a true post threat. You can tell he likes to stand away from the basket a little bit on these first two possessions. As here's a pass over on the right-hand side for Noah Nelson. He's a junior. They've got those three juniors in the lineup with a sophomore and the big fella being a senior in Elliott.
Nelson had a bunch of turnovers in that last meeting.
Buchanan for the tie. Long three from the corner. Ashton Buchanan, the six-foot junior, makes this a 3-3 basketball game. Walking up the floor is McCarty. He gives it up to Smith. Middle of the floor to Brashear. Nice little up and under. Good. Todd, he's a true difference maker. You can tell tonight he got a step on his defender and was able to score with ease. So Montana with five. Bracken County with three. Back on defense of the Cats. Bath County to man-to-man tonight. Did a lot of zone stuff these last two or three broadcasts. Finally, a team we feel comfortable going man against.
Well, it's good to see that Montana's got his shot. He struggled a bit with it last night. And given the pressure that he was getting, most would struggle with the pressure they were getting last night.
As Nelson gives the basketball to Buchanan, he hands off top to Keita Archibald. Takes his guy off the dribble all the way to the rim. Good job of blocking the shot there by McCarty. Bowling catches it somehow in transition, and he travels with it. Allen does not need to be getting the basketball there, as Eli's got to kick it out to a guard. Coach Perry not at all happy with his guard's decision right there. So this is a turnover to Bracken County.
I think that's what he was saying. I'm not happy with you.
Yeah.
He said a little bit more than that, but
clock's at 6:08. As the Polar Bears walk it up, moving left to right on your dial. Here's a pass over to the right wing of the floor into the hands of Nelson. He stands 6'3". But he's bumped out on the floor. It's a non-shooting foul. It's going to be on Brashear. As Todd mentioned, we can ill afford to be in foul trouble. Bath County does have some depth. I thought the Roosters boys came in last night and played really well. Chase Robinson was our Schwartz's only unsung hero. So that's eight deep right there. As here's a pass to Elliott in the post. Shot's up no good. But he's going to go to the free throw line for two. And Todd, you just can't teach 6'6". He catches in there, goes up strong with it, and Bath County did not have anybody to challenge his shot at top.
Absolutely. You know, and bowling that time, he went up straight with one arm. And you got to go up straight with both arms on a big fellow like that and make it tough, make him work for it. And kind of had the other hand on his hip while his other one was straight up.
They've got Zach Elliott listed at 6'6", 215.
You don't believe that?
I do. He's every bit of it.
Okay. I was going to say it.
I'm not jealous.
That's one of the truer ones.
It's 5-4 is our score. Smith breaks the pressure to the corner to Bowling. Allen gives a little bounce pass to Brashear. Clock's at 5:41. Bath County leading by point. Bowling in the corner with it. Goes back to Brashear. He needs some help. Has his pocket picked for a moment. Ball goes out of bounds. The possession will stay with the Cats at the 5:33 mark.
But you see what I'm talking about, the big fella. I mean, he's he's getting better.
Yep. And he's getting his hands in passing lanes. And you can tell he's played enough basketball to figure this game out, but maybe not enough to take it to a different level. As Eli has it tied, McKee gives it right side to Smith. He puts down a few dribbles back to McCarty. Talks at 5:15. Pass left wing over to Sorrell. He takes his guy off the dribble. Good job defensively. Bowman comes up with it, loses the handle. It goes through Smith's hands out of bounds. That's a turnover to Bracken County. And as Roosus comes in replacing Bowling. Clock's at 5:06 to go here in this first period of play. This is the Dan Swartz Classic.
Isn't it funny how basketball over the years has, that we've been broadcasting has changed? The long shorts that was in, that went down to the knees and below, that was made famous by the Fab Five at Michigan, has kind of gone away, and you're back to the little short half
eyes. Back to John Stockton underwear. As here is a carry or a travel, whichever one you call it, whichever one you want to call it. Jace did both. He got it down the baseline. Tried to do a little too much. He was trying to kick it to the corner to an open shooter. Right idea, but just a little bit too quick to what he, for what he was wanting to do there.
I didn't know if Buchanan was had an itch on top of Cedric. He's calling the play.
Maybe both. As Nelson picks up the basketball, they run a little weave out top. Witten comes and gets it. Now it's in the hands of Buchanan. Takes his guy McCarty off the dribble, and we've got a foul on Eli as he just did not slide his feet enough.
I should have given it to Smith.
Oh, boy. Chase just got that look on his face like me.
I mean, he got that's two nights in a row that he's gotten a foul that I didn't realize he was even in the area.
It's clearly on McCarty. As they get it out top into the hands of Archibald.
Well, he signaled on a 1-4.
And there's a shot inside that's no good. Rebound hits the deck, pulled out of there by Reese's. That shot was missed by Buchanan. And Braden nearly throws the ball away. Coming away with it is McCarty. He crosses the midcourt stripe. Good pressure being put on him by Buchanan. As he has his pocket pick, coming away with the basketball is Nelson. He's got a 2-on-2, kicks it over, open three, right wing is on its way, good. Chase Archibald.
I'm telling you, Archibald shot there curled as it went up. I mean, he didn't even get
a little spin on it, man. And transition basketball, that kind of turns it over. They tried to get it from Brashear to Roosis. He wasn't ready for the pass, and that's a turnover. Preston Roosis comes in replacing McCarty.
I'm still amazed at how you get a curve shot.
I thought, well, he ain't even gonna get close. You just need change of contact.
I put new ones in this today.
I didn't. 3:42 to go here in this first quarter. Here's a bounce pass out to the top of the key to Archibald. Now they move it to the right side to Nelson. He gives a handoff out top to Whitten. Now to Buchanan. Now corner three, Archibald. Got it. He's on. 10-5. He's got six consecutive.
Bath County, 3:30 between baskets.
Brashear, back the other way, misses the shot. Rebound on the play by Whitten. So one and done for the Cats, and nobody there to clean up the offensive glass.
Back to what we were doing last night, putting up shots and turning and running.
And here's a three by Noah Nelson to put his team up by 7, 13-5. So it's a 30-second timeout. We will take one as well. We'll be back to the Dan Schwartz Classic in 30 seconds.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
After a quick break in action, we're back. We'd like to thank you for joining our broadcast of the Dan Schwartz Classic. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. The Bath County Wildcats find themselves in a bit of a bind. They're trailing Bracken County, 13-5. They've made three consecutive three-point baskets, had the Polar Bears. And Bath County has sort of, no pun intended, went cold. And there is a ball that's deflected out of bounds. A very good defensive play. Nearly coming away with the steal was Ashton Buchanan. But the Polar Bears playing the Igloo. They're in Brooksville.
We've been there. Nice facility.
We've been there. Play a lot of baseball over there. Montana takes his guy off the bounce. Wide open layup, got it. And that's where we've got an advantage. If you can get these big guys out on the floor, go around them, use your body.
You're sharing with seven of Bath County seven.
Yeah, we can't stand out and shoot three-point shots with a hand in our face. And here is an answer that's up and good by no one else for three. They've made four threes. The last four baskets have been threes. Up the floor is Bath County's Roosis. He catches it. They're saying he's fouled on the ground. Since Coach King wanted to travel, and he did travel, but he may have been hammered first.
You know, it's interesting watching Coach King here. One of his assistants, the young guy, does a lot of coaching in the huddles.
You're right. Preston just stepped up to the free throw line and almost tried to shoot these shots for his brother. This probably would have been a good trade for the Cats. Free throw was good by Braden. Braden not known for his free throw shooting, but it's funny. He sort of just kind of stepped away, and they're like, it's 10. Of course, you got 1 and 10. They look alike. Shot 2 is good. So Braden makes them both, makes it 16-9. So Bath County with consecutive fruitful offensive possessions. Need to stop. Or 2. As Roosters guards Buchanan out top. He gets around him for a second, did a good job by Preston recovering. Now they pass it back out top of the key to Nelson. This little weave has been working. And here's a three-point shot.
Heat check.
Yeah, that's no good there by Nelson. But 26 feet, I think the heat check was accurate there. Brashear has the top of the key, gets it in the paint, lays it up, no good. He had an open look, got to capitalize on that one. Rebound on the play by Bracken County. Nelson back the other way. He hands off to Buchanan and sets up the offense here at the 1:36 mark in the first period. Buchanan hands off top of the key. It's in the hands of Archibald, and they call a double dribble. Coach King didn't like that at all. He thought there was contact there before the turnover. So Smith gets it into the middle of the floor to Brashear. Oh, nice spin move. Up and in for two. That was a very athletic move, and he had the defense on their heels.
Knee looks to be in good shape.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to comment on that last night. You know, he missed a couple weeks there, had some hyperextension in his knee, bone bruise, you name it. They feared it was an ACL. We feared it was an ACL the night that it happened by seeing it happen. And it turns out he got some good news and a good break, and he's kind of got a new lease on life here. As there's a missed shot inside by the Polar Bears. Back the other way is Brashear. Shot's taken, no good. It's out of bounds. Touch last by Taylen Sorrell. It is a Bracken County possession coming up. So 16-11, still a five-point ball game. Bath County playing a little better these last couple minutes. As Robinson up off the Bath County bench, he will come in for the next dead ball. Clock ticks down to 50 seconds. Bath County back into a man-to-man as they're matching up with the Polar Bears. Top of the key's Archibald. He hands off on the weed to Buchanan. They're just moving around top of the key, just waiting on something to happen. He's going back door and making a shot on the baseline's Archibald. He went back door and got around Sorrell. Was able to get a shot to fall. And they get the ball to Brashear. He loses the handle. Coming away with the steals, Bracken County's Buchanan. Back the other way, shot is taken. And it is good by Archibald. That makes it 20-11. 10 seconds to go. Brashear's got it on the wing. Takes it, makes it. 7 seconds to go. Bath County cuts it to 7. Need a stop here. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. You don't want to foul here. Press is going to have it one-on-one. Buchanan, shot's taken. No good. They wanted a foul. They didn't get it. That's the end of the first period with the score. Bracken 20, Bath County 13. We'll be back in 60 seconds as the Dan Swartz Classic will continue here on WKCA.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
The difference in this one is a three-point shooting, and 5 of 6 behind the arc are the Polar Bears in that first quarter. 20-13. Bracken over Bath.
So just hot shooting. Good shot selection for Bracken County. I mean, really good.
First of all, with this first miss from the floor.
He misses that one inside, and it still is a good look from about 5 feet away. He got around his defender. Taylen Sauer, coast to coast, misses a shot. And Taylen hasn't done a lot offensively, and that's a player that's got to step up. He played well in Brooksville. First game between these two teams. A jumper 15 is good. Makes your boy Archibald once again. And it's Eli Bradley in the game for Bath County along with Robinson.
Wasn't the best decision for Bradley there. Is threw it right back to Smith with Nelson in his hip pocket.
Yeah, Bradley didn't get in the game last night. And, you know, he's a player that was starting to get more and more minutes. And, you know, Preston didn't play a lot last night either. So it'll be interesting to see how these backup guards do because they're going to need them. And Smith has a shot blocked. It goes out of bounds. And they're saying Jace was standing on the inbound line, or the out-of-bounds line, rather, when the ball hit him. So it is a turnover. Bath County back on defense. Walking it up for is no one else in the 6'3 junior. He's picked up man-to-man by Robinson. missile weaves worked, and it wouldn't surprise me if Bethany goes back into his own stop it, because they're eating us up back door. And there goes back door again. Gets Archibald for another two. Coach Perry not happy. He calls a timeout. It is 24-13. As it is a full timeout, we're going to take this one as well. You're listening to Bath County Basketball. We'll be back in a minute. Dance Horse Classic.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So, goodbye to short-lived, and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Welcome back as Bath County's Braden Roussis misses a jump shot from about 15 feet. Had a good look at it. As Bracken kind of gets a rebound, they're leading this thing 24-13 in Owingsville. As here's a handoff to Nelson out top. Bath County's scheduled to play two games today. And you're going to need some depth. I mean, you're going to need players to step up. You can't play six guys for 64 minutes, I wouldn't think. As there's a shot missed inside by the big fella. As Elliott not only missed the shot, but then he committed the foul. But you've got to credit Bracken County. They've had a tough year, just like Bath County has. But their coaches, their Coach King and his brother as well, they've really got them ready to play. Now, top of the basketball is Sorrell. He gives it up to Jace Smith. Now we're on the left wing to Sorrell. Back to Jace, wide open, lays it up and in. It's a good offensive possession by the Cats. Needed to. 24-15. Bath County just needs to take it really one possession at a time. You need to stop, and you need a good offensive possession. Over on the right-hand side of the floor into the hands of Buchanan. Puts down a few dribbles, now finds a teammate out top. Now they move it to the corner. Not a shooting threat up there. Jackson Whitney has it taken away by Bradley. Coast to coast, lays that in. Good defensive play by Bradley, and a good job of using his body and protecting the basketball and getting Bath County another two. It's 24-17. So the Wildcats on a little bit of run of her own. And there's a shot that was blocked by Bashir. Nelson went up with it. He slammed it away from him. Smith, coast to coast, lays it up. And one. And that was Jace just being able to use his body to stop and put up a little jumper rather than go straight to the basket and commit the charge. So Smith will have a chance for a three-point play that cuts its five-point lead for Bracken County. So out of the game is the big fella, Elliott. And the free throw is good. They replace him with a guard in Levi Mertz. Actually, that's Nash Jefferson wearing 13. And we've got a stoppage in play here as the official picks up something off the floor.
I think you got a penny heads up.
Sweet.
Lucky.
I get the ball inbound to Buchanan. Cox at 450. It's 24-20. Putting down a few dribbles and giving the basketball to Archibald. He's gone. And we got to travel. So really no defensive pressure put on him for him to commit that turnover. But he's made so many good moves and good plays. I guess he was due to have a bad decision. So it's a turnover to Bath County. Smith crosses the timeline with it. Gives it up to Montana Brashear. Over to Robinson. Now to Bradley. Taylor Sorrell, three. Top of the key. No good off the back iron. That would have been a big one. Rebound on the play by Nelson. As he walks it up at the 428 mark. Keeping his dribble alive. Picked up by Eli Bradley. Good job of getting his hand on the basketball by Bradley. They move it right-hand side of the floor to Archibald. He looks to take his guy off the dribble, gets it into the paint, puts up a shot. It's deflected. Sorrell comes away. Actually, Bradley with the block. Up to Brashear, lays it up. No good. Missed the bunny. Rebound by Sorrell. back to Montana, lays it up at the end. So that's just that sticking with it, second chance opportunities. Should have made the first one. But Beth County able to get another bucket there, just sticking with it. And we got a technical foul on Bracken County's coaching staff. I think Perry thought it was on him. Coach Perry jumped back into the coaching box when the technical foul was called. That's funny. So Coach King was called for a technical foul. It's going to be two free throws for Bath County's Taylen Sorrell.
You know, usually when a coach gets technical, they're up in the box and they're.
These guys have sat down the whole time.
He's just chilling in the chair.
There's no telling. He said a magic word. We're not going to accuse him of that. Second one's up. No, Taylor missed them both. Man, cut the lead to two. Coach Perry just shaking his head. Okay, we'll get the possession. But you're in the midst of a big, big run. You would love to get those to fall. You send your best free throw shooter to the stripe and just expect good things. Bradley crossed the timeline with it. Gives it up to Sorrell. Over to Smith. Out top. Fakes a three. Gets his guy up and looks to go around him. Back to Taylor. Shots up this time. No good. Smith rebound. Puts it back up and in. He's just got that old man game. Like, I'm not going to outjump you. I'm just going to outmaneuver you, maybe outsmart you. Catch it and put it back in. That makes it 24 as we're tied with 3.5.
And guys that you used to play ball with, that's about the way I played was the old man game with Scott Cawthon and all of them.
Yeah. I started thinking of Robbie Hunt. Pushing and shoving. And always in the right spot.
Doug Toy.
Yep. Over in the corner with the basketball is Bracken. They go to the post. We're going to foul down low. It's going to be two free throws. Jackson Whitten, he's 6'4", 225. He's got that football physique. And he's not a really good ball handler, but he's at his best when he's inside posting you up or rebounding or defending. So he's got two. First one's no good. So 3:11 to go here in this second period. Shot number two is good. Did we have a lane violation on the first one?
We did.
Yay. Okay, just can't buy a break here. Third one's up. It's no good. They get an offensive glass put back up and a foul on Smith. Oh, boy. That's Jason's second. And Ashton Buchanan is going to shoot two more free throws. This has been a tough lead to crack here because Bath County just not been able to catch up.
Oh, I stood my pen for.
So two free throws coming here for Buchanan, 6 foot junior. First one's on its way and bouncing real good. Bruce has replaced Smith. They are not going to let him pick up a third.
Again.
We kid, but it's true. Second free throw's up. It's no good as well. Look back, coming out of his hands. They get another board. It's back into the shooter's hand. Buchanan, block him out. So Bracken County with another opportunity. They got a fourth chance on this possession to score more points. It's like the possession that will never end. Here's a long three. Out top is up and no good. Offensive rebound. A fifth opportunity is put up and in by Whitten. I'm not sure how many points they scored on that possession.
Three.
But they had six chances. As they get the ball to Robinson to the corner to Roussis, gets his guy off his feet, shot's taken, no good. Rebound comes off to the hands of Shear, he shot's up, no good. Another chance, no good. He's fouled there. Nobody rebounding on the defensive end of the floor, either way. So Shear had multiple point-blank opportunities to score there. And just could not get it to fall, so he will shoot two. Montana's first free throw is good, 27-25. I feel like if Bath County could claim the lead, you'd be all right. It's been an uphill battle to get it back. Stay tuned after our broadcast. We will have our R.L. Cottle Construction Company Player of the Game. Swartz is mowing unsung hero. Second free throw is good by Montana Rashear, our downtown athletic club in Mount Sterling. Defensive Player of the Game, and we will revisit our Ira Kilburn opening arguments with our final verdict. There's a jumper in the paint that's no good by Archibald. Actually, that was McCannon who missed a rebound on the play by Bradley. He gets it up to Sorrell. 2:20 to go here in the second quarter. In traffic, nice catch, nice pass, easy two for Brashear. That makes it 28-27. Bath County back ahead because we've had a couple lead changes. Out top of the ball, long three is on its way. No good off the back iron. That actually looked good by Archibald from the hand. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Bracken County basketball at the 2:01 mark here in the first half of play. As they get the ball to Archibald, has his pocket pick. Beth came with a steal, chance to pad the lead. And Brashear threw it away, but he hit a Bracken County player in the back, and it goes out of bounds. I mean, it was a true turnover.
Well, Brashear got close to walking, too.
That's what I was saying. He had to give it up because he was getting ready to put down another step. That would have been a travel. As Bradley will look to trigger underneath Bath County's basket. Three, Sorrell, no good. Rebound by Bradley, goes back to Sorrell. Another three for Talen, no good. Rebound on the play by the Polar Bears. Clocks at 1:41, Bath County still clinging to a one-point lead. As Archibald walks it up the floor, he gives it up to Nelson out top. Now to the hands of Jefferson. It's how they run this well because they're looking to go back door, and they get it. There's a nice dump pass, but then his pass is bad. So the first pass was good. The second pass was not good. It's a turnover, but Cannon turns it over. He throws it out of bounds. They gave him a good look, but Bathcan did a good job of collapsing and closing defensively the post, and it goes out of bounds. So 1:15, the Wildcats will go back to the offensive with the ball in the hands of Eli McCarty, who's back in the game here for the Cats. He gives to Bowling. Bowling back to McCarty. Cox at 103. Nice job and a good take there by Eli. Misses the shot. Rebound on the play by Bracken County. Buchanan walks it up. He's picked up by Bradley man-to-man. Near still out top by Sorrell. Then he reaches in, commits the foul. He got his paws on the basketball twice.
Paws on the basketball, paws on his back.
Yeah,
that's what they're getting for, is the paw on the back.
These Bracken County Polar Bear jokes have got to stop. Out top with the basketball is Nelson. He puts down a few dribbles. He gives it up to the right-hand side of the floor to Archibald. Picks up his dribble. Eli Bradley's playing a good half basketball here. They move it into the hands of Nelson. Clocks at 26 seconds. They would love to go for one shot, or one good shot. And that will work. It's a shot that is missed, but fouling the act of shooting is Noah Nelson. And it's on McCarty.
Well, as cold as the Polar Bears have gotten from the floor, hoping they're heating up on the line. And no, I'm not doing cold jokes.
Free throw is good. Let's see, we'll get a second. So the five on the floor here for the Cats are Bradley, Sorrell, Brashear, Roussis, and Bowling. Shot number two is good as well. 29-28, seesawing back ahead is Bracken County. 20 seconds. Bath came with a chance to go to the halftime with a lead if they can get a bucket here. Here's a pass out top to Sorrell. Bracken into man-to-man. Bowling gives it back. Three-point shot. Sorrell is up and good.
Finally.
Keep shooting it. It will fall, maybe, and it did. Back the other way, Bracken County jumper at the buzzer that would have counted. It rims out, no good. Nash Jefferson, no good from two. That's the end of the first half of play with our halftime score. Bath 31, Bracken County 29 here from the Dan Sports Classic. We're going to head back to the studio, hear a few words from some sponsors. Top will get us some stats together. In the meantime, you're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball here on WKCA.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell. Funeral Director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Welcome back as we reach halftime here from Bath County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Bath County reclaimed the lead there late in the first half to lead it 31-29 here at the break. And this is the Dan Swartz Classic, which is a big deal here for our community. You know, we'd like to thank the Swartz family for, you know, giving us that right. And it's an honor for them to have their dad, their grandfather, their uncle, their cousin, you know, who was an absolute superstar. And, you know, he's one of the leading scorers in Moorhead State history. And I think, you know, Menard, Fareed, some of those guys may have eclipsed him in scoring over these last 10 or 15 years. But it was Dan Swartz for years. And for me to be able to bring my kids to a Moorhead State game and show them the mural on the wall of a guy that's from Olympia that was related to my Uncle Garnet, is his brother-in-law. And, you know, those things are super cool. And, you know, for our community to claim our former sheriff, he was a politician, he was a lot of stuff. And, you know, it was a big deal to have him from our community. Played college basketball at the highest level, played for the Boston Celtics, was a national champion, played on the Bill Russell teams. And, you know, he was not just an okay player, he was a really, really good pro athlete as well. You know, he played at a different time when, you know, when the NBA wasn't the only show in town, and he was able to play professionally for many, many years, but he was able to get that recognition by playing on those Bill Walton Celtics. And, you know, it was just a cool thing, and we're able to honor him. I think this is our fourth annual, or maybe, yeah, fourth, that we've had this. And Todd, I know you knew him personally. You're an Olympia guy yourself. Just being able to have a tournament like this in Dan's name is a big deal, and I know his, you know, his sons were extremely decorated athletically as well, and the gene pool was very good there for that family.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing that I always found was just so interesting with Dan. I mean, he was such a humble man. He could have easily walked around going, "Yeah, I won an NBA championship," and you know, but he was just Dan. He was Chris and Mark and Mike's dad. I mean, it wasn't, you know, yeah, I used to be sheriff. You know, I mean, he didn't gloat and boast about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be a guy that was at that level and playing with those type of guys, you almost, you thought it was a story that your grandfather was telling you kind of stuff. You know, like, oh, yeah, I know, you walked to school barefooted in the snow and both ways uphill, you know, stuff like that. And it wasn't until you really kind of sat down and looked and was like, huh. He really is, you know. And, you know, are you the same, you know, and you'd almost have to ask him, are you the same Dan Swartz? You know, and finally he'd kind of sit down, he'd tell you a few little stories, especially if you caught him sitting at the store loafing a little bit. He didn't loaf as much as, you know, you would think, but he did from time to time. And he would tell you a little story like, oh, let me tell you about this guy. You know, when we were playing, you know, when I was in college, and He's just kind of tell you a little tale, and you'd be like, huh, right. And, you know, the game was so different back then. You talk about, you know, the Kevin McHale reference to Jace. That was the way a lot of them played back then. Mm-hmm. There wasn't the high flying and dunking basketballs.
No three-point shot.
No, they were set shooters. They would catch the ball. They would work it around. They would spread it out and, you know, play the old four-corner stuff and slow down the game. And there was no shot clock, so they weren't trying to hurry up and get it down there. And, mm-hmm. You know, yeah, there was a few breakaways here and there, but a lot of times it was a chess match out there. You literally kind of put your pieces around and it's like, all right, this is where I'm going to go, and this is where we're going to work to get the ball, and if it doesn't work, this is, you know, and they would have all these, you know, multiple things. There was some motion, but it wasn't like today's game. It wasn't as fast-paced, and it was just a totally different era of basketball.
So, but, you know, this is, you know, Bath County's won this tournament a couple times, and you know, for us to be able to hopefully pick up a win here, I think it would be good to kind of get that season back on track. You know, this has been a tough start, and I know that, you know, you can have all the excuses, and, you know, Coach Perry hasn't made them. You know, he hasn't. In the conversations I've had with him, hey, you know, we haven't played well. We played a really tough schedule. We really didn't back down from anybody. We played the teams that would play us. We've got a 1-11 record. Now let's go, and we got to get ready for the district. And that's kind of the attitude he's had. And you know, and hopefully these boys, the losses that they've taken, hopefully it hasn't beaten them down too much. And, you know, again, a day like today where you could somehow maybe get two wins, and I know there isn't one in the book yet, but you'd like to get this one and maybe pick up another one later. I think that would help some morale. Then that puts you into tomorrow night. And just looking to continue it, because I would love to play the Menifee County team again, and I'm sure this bunch would as well. And, you know, I'm sure that Bath County wants those two cracks at Round County. They want the Fleming County game here at home. You know, these guys are competitive enough. I know them all. They want to be able to do those things. And they want to be able to get back in that winning column. And hopefully they can do that here this evening. But the first half, I thought Bath County could have made a few more shots just overall. I know Taylor would like to make a few more of those open looks that he had from deep. Brashear missed a few shots inside, kind of painful. That he would love to head back.
I got stats.
Let's shoot here. But you know, there's some things we'd like to head back. But at the same time, if you tell us, hey, we're 1-11. We're going to the halftime of the lead. You're going to want to take it.
Let's see. It was 10 of 23 from the floor for Bracken, 5 of 8 behind the arc, and 4 of 8 for 50% from the charity stripe. Bath County, 12 of 28 from the floor, 1 of 5 behind the arc, and 6 of 8 from the charity stripe. Bracken was led by Archibald with 14 points. He was hot behind the arc. He was 2 for 3 just alone, and his 14 points and a rebound. 8 points for Nelson with 2 boards and a steal. 3 points, 2 rebounds for Buchanan, 3 rebounds for Witten, and a point and 2 rebounds for the big fella and Elliott. Bath County was led in scoring by Brashear, 17 points, 3 rebounds, a steal and a block, 7 points for Jay Smith with 2 rebounds and a steal, 3 points, 4 boards for Kalen Sarl, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals for Eli Bradley, 2 points, 3 rebounds for Braden Reeses. Playing but failing to score was Chase Robinson, Alan Bowling. He did get a rebound. Eli McCarty had a block, and Preston Reeses also played, but didn't get anything that I statted. But this second half, Bath County is going to have to kind of get ready to go, because this is a Bracken County team that's not going to just lay down and give up, as the Wildcats will be going with their original starters for the second half. And
Bath County's going to have Brashear out there with Sorrell. And you've got Bowling, Smith, and McCarty rounding out your Bath County 5. Bracken County back the way they started as well. Bath County now moving left to right. And Jay Smith catches over on the wing. Gets it down low to an open Bowling for 2. Allen doesn't do a lot of scoring. But when he catches it that close to the basket and he's able to go up strongly for 2, he's going to make a lot of those. That makes it 33-29. Bath County up by 4. Archibald has it out top. He gives it to the hands of Nelson. Now he moves it to Witten. Nearly has it taken away by Smith. Now back the other way is Archibald. Being guarded man-to-man by Sorrell. Shots missed. It goes out of bounds. They're saying it was not touched by Sorrell, and it was just an air ball. So it's a turnover to Bath. Walking it up the floor here is McCarty for the Cats. 7:19 to go here in this third quarter. Case Taylor Sorrell has it. Puts down a few dribbles, goes left wing to Smith. Now top of the key to McCarty. Looking open back door, and he travels with it. I think he was expecting his guy to come open, and he never did. And then he just shuffled that foot after he picked up his dribble, and it's a turnover to Bracken County. Polar Bears take it over, 7:08 to go here in this third quarter. Buckhannon has it. He passes cross court to Archibald. He's picked up here by Sorrell, and he's just played so well. He's carried his team, really has. Gives it up top of the key. Now they get it into the paint. Nice look at the basket that's no good. As that shot was missed by Buckhannon, he gets his own rebound. And he passes out to Whitten. Now to Archibald. Gets into the paint. Picks up his dribble. Turnaround shot's up. No good. He was fouled by Sorrell. And he's on the line for two.
You say Talen got him on the arm. Talen didn't agree with it.
Well, it sort of bails out what was a bad offense possession. For Bracken County, a good offense or good defense possession for the Cavs. Free throws up good. He will get a second. 6:36 to go here in this third quarter. 33-30. Bath County up by three. Shot number two by Archibald is good. So 33-31, 2-point Bath County lead. 6:36 to go in this third quarter from Bath County High School. Taylor walks it up.
You know, one thing I have noticed about this Bracken squad, they do communicate with each other.
This Bath County nearly turns it over. How they didn't turn it over, I have no idea how. As Smith was hit right in the head as he was cutting, bowling past it to him. He wasn't looking for it. Hits him right in the face. Hits the deck. Brashear nearly kicks it out of bounds. They save it again. And Bath County comes up with a possession.
And Eli McCarty wide open in the corner and nobody seen him.
Well, yeah, we were just glad to have the basketball still in our hands. Ball's inbounded to Bowling. Back to Sorrell. Three up from the wing is good. Good take for Talen. Timeout is called by Bath County. It's a 30 that we'll keep here.
Equip yourself the best deals of the year during the New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility PowerStar. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end Value Bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offer ends December 31st. Appreciate all of our great sponsors like Montgomery Tractor and also those that bring us our post-game awards as well. Our O'Connell Offensive Player of the Game, Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game, and of course, your Schwartz Moeling Unsung Hero. Remember, stick around in the postgame as we will announce those. Bath County leading 36-31 here in the third quarter, 6:10 left to go.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company, Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Welcome back as Bath County has a 1-point lead, 36-35. As Bath County has the possession, 4:44 to go here in the third quarter. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Montana Rashear shoots a three from the wing. It's no good. Rebound and play by Bowling as he kicks out over Jay Smith. And he hands it back off to Eli McCarty. at the four and a half mark here in the third quarter. Brashear looks to take his guy off the dribble. Nothing happening. Now he has his pocket pick. Now he ties his player up. We've got a jump ball, and it's going to be Polar Bear basketball. So at the 4:22 mark, Bracken County will take it over.
Yeah, this is a Bracken County team. You've said it a couple of times. They're not bad at all. A few miscues here and there, and it's a totally different ballgame.
Well, when they run their stuff, you know, when they run through their offense and take open shots that the offense opens up, they're pretty good. Here's a jumper. About 17 feet, that's no good. Pretty good job there. McCarty kicking it over to Smith on a tap. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Bracken basketball. Bracken just couldn't come up with it.
You know,
they're scrappy on the defensive end, but offensively, they're coming off their cuts and making shots.
And, you know, every once in a while they'll take a shot like Archibald's there at the elbow. I don't have a problem with them shooting that.
No, if he's shooting it, it's fine. Like, they've got three guys out there that the coach has no problem at all with them shooting it, and that's one of them, a three-point shot that's no good. It's missed by Nelson. But Nelson, Archibald, and McCannon, they have the green light to do whatever they want to do out there on the offensive end of the floor. It's clear. And I think Bath County's realized it. We've matched them up with three of our better defenders. Talen took a knee to the thigh earlier, and it just slowed him down just a little bit. As there's a turnover, Bowling couldn't handle a pass in the post. It's still a one-point ballgame, 3:25 to go here in the third.
But it was double-teamed and had no help, no outlet to get it to either.
And here is a turnover by Bracken County. That's one of the few true mistakes that they've made in their half-court offense, as they had a player go back door. And they were just kind of on a different page, and they throw it out of bounds. So, fortunately, Bathcane gets an unforced turnover, and they take it back over here to 3:12 mark to go in the third. 36-35, Bathcane leading by one here in the Dan Sports Classic. Here's a pass to Smith at the elbow. Fakes to two different players. Nice backdoor cut there by Sorrell. He puts up a shot that's no good. So, good move, but just could not get it to finish. And a good pass by Smith to set him up. 2:49 to go here in the third. McCarty guarding McCannon man-to-man. Now they have a couple handoffs out top. Whitten came up with it. Gives it back to McCannon. Wide open three in the corner is up and no good. Rebound by the big fella. He puts it back up and in. That's Zach Elliott for two. It was a wide open three that I think surprised Bath County that he missed it. And then nobody was there to rebound the Archibald miss except his teammate, Zach Elliott, who puts it back in the hoop. It's 37-36.
And credit the Polar Bears offense. They just literally kind of rocked Bath County to sleep.
And a good pick.
And did an excellent job picking off the defender.
They picked off the guy with the thigh contusion. And there is an and one from Montana Brashear. A little scoop shot in the paint for two. And he's got a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. Yeah, Talen was a little slow coming off that pick. And he took a shot coming off it as well. It was legal. So 38-37 is our score. Free throws up and good. 39-37, Bathcany back ahead.
Brashear now at 20.
He's had a big game. Walking up across the midcourt stripe is Buchanan. Picked up man-to-man there by McCarty. Eli sliding his feet. Good job defensively. Here's a handoff out top, and there's a steal by Sorrell. He's got a one-on-one. He takes it coast to coast and makes the layup.
He's Sorrell now with eight.
Kind of a stop and a shot put up down low, jump stop. And sort of confused Jackson Whitten, the post player that ran him down and tried to defend him. They're saying that's not over and back. They give it up to the point guard, Archibald. Now to the hands of Whitten. And he moves it out to Nelson. This has been a matchup that Bath County's controlled. The Montana Brashear Nelson matchup. Brashear's got the better of him. It's those two guards that have just been so good. As there is a tape, just as I call him out, he gets an and-one opportunity. There's no one else. But that's the first time Nelson's took it to the basket since probably the first quarter. He's been standing out there making threes, shooting threes, passing them on top of the key. He got that path to the basket and got around Montana and is able to score. So 41-39 is our score. Free throws up, and it's good. 41-40. Bath County just cannot put separation between these two teams. Wildcats walking up with McCarty, 105 to go in the third. Beckton calls the play. Sorrell gets in the corner, looks to take his guy off the bounce, gets in the paint, stop taking, he's fouled. Sort of forced that one up, trying to draw a foul. And he did.
I mean, literally just put it in the chest of the player.
And it was a good defensive play by Archibald, but he did get him with the body.
That's just the senior of realizing.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're struggling with your outside shot, getting those fouls, even though he made his last couple, just getting chances to get, you know, manufacture points with the clock stop and capitalizing.
As Taylor makes them both, makes the 43-40 ball game. And here's a steal by Smith stepping in the passing lane. And we got a foul reaching out. It could have possibly been an intentional on Jackson Whitman. They call it a common foul, but he did reach out and just grab Smith, took him down, or attempted to take him down. Jason smart enough to get out of the way.
I think Smith's kind of asking that to the other official.
Yeah.
How come that wasn't intentionally? He tried to pull me down.
It was not an attempt at the ball. And really, to make a play, he's won. Montana up and under spin move. He's having a big game. Montana with 22, makes it 45-40. 25 seconds. Matt Kennedy with a little bit of breathing room, a 5-point lead. And here's a foul down low on McCarty.
McCarty had both hands on him, and that's what they're getting for.
Yeah. So 18.9 seconds to go. We've got a 5-point Matt Kennedy lead. Ball's inbounded. Archibald has it in the corner. He's picked up over there by Sorrell. Cox at 15 seconds. Plenty of time to generate a shot here for the Polar Bears. They're down by five as this third quarter approaches the end. They kick it over on the wing to Nelson. Now Nelson shoots a three just before the buzzer, and it's no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. So we're going to head back to the studio, hear word from a couple sponsors. It's 45-40. Bath County leading at home over Bracken. We'll be right back after these words.
Craftsman, Steel, Benjamin Moore, Yeti, Milwaukee, Weber, O Street. Just a few of the product names you know and trust. And you can find them all in one place, your Bath County Ace Hardware Store, located on Water Street in Owensville. Ace is pleased to bring you the Bath County Wildcat Sports this season, and they wish the student athletes good luck this year. And remember, your Bath County Ace Hardware Store is located on Water Street in Owensville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Final 8 minutes to play here in Owingsville with the Wildcats leading Bracken County 45-40. This is Patrick Armitage with Todd Waits. This is day two of the Dan Sports Classic. We will have Bath County's broadcast today, and then we'll have one this evening late. We will have the 8 o'clock game against Ohio Mohican Academy. As Bath County's Brashear misses a shot, he thought he was fouled. He does a good job of hustling back to the other end on the defensive. As Bracken gets aboard and they set up their offense. So a 5-point ball game, you would think, would be a good thing. But you just never know. This Bracken County has the ability to make shots on the outside as they did in that first half. They can really make this thing interesting. Bracken County did a good job on this defense possession. They've had a couple of times they got their hands on the basketball and tipped it away. As Archibald gets it over on the wing, he's picked up there by Sorrell. Looks to take his guy off the bounce. Fallaway jumper is up, no good. They're really making him work. And there's a push inside. Who are they going to call it on? And it's on Bracken County. They're saying it's on Zach Elliott. So Smith was thinking, you know, he's just assuming the foul's on him. So he might have got away with one there because both guys are going at it hard. And I do agree, the big fella did commit a foul, too. And Bath back the other way with it. Chase has it at the elbow. Gives it up to Talen. Wide open three. Right side is up and good. Just keep shooting it.
13.
Talen having a really good game for Bath County. As we talked about, he missed a few shots, and I'm sure he would normally make, he would tell you, in that first half. But to his credit, he's kept putting the basketball up, and he's kept his confidence going. And on the defensive end is where he's been electric. As here's a jumper that's no good. Offensive rebound's put back up and in, and that's Zach Elliott at 6'6". So Talen did an excellent job forcing a bad shot, but we can't get the rebound. And we still got a two-possession game at 48-42. Fortunately, Bath County's a team of the 48. Smith is playing more of a point forward tonight. He's done a lot of passing, and they're running a lot of their offense through him. He hasn't been getting a lot of shots. As here's a pass to Montana Rashear, top of the key. Wide open, Roos is down low, is put up with a shot. No good, he's fouled. He will go to the free throw line for a pair with 6:01 to go here in this fourth quarter. So Bath County leading 48-42. Braden will shoot a pair.
Let's see, Roos is able to go through the shooting motion, even though he knew that contact was coming, did not give up on play and just take the contact.
He got fouled hard, too. So he's going to shoot a pair. First one's on its way and good. He's 3-for-3 from the line tonight. Eli Bradley comes in a game for Bath County, replacing Eli McCarty. So you've got Bradley, Brashear, Sorrell, Roosis, and Jay Smith in the post for Bath County. Bath County leading by 7. Braden will get a second opportunity. Once again, we will be back on the air at 8 o'clock tonight after a little break. Second free throw is good. Should have a 7:45-ish.
UK tomorrow night.
Tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
Huh. Let's see tomorrow night.
No, tonight. 7:45.
I was keeping still and paying no attention.
But we should be going on around 7:45 when we come back. As here's a shot from the baseline, it's up and no good by Bracken County. Rebound and play by Eli Bradley, and he's fouled hard. That's the third team foul. And for you folks that are just tuning in for the first time this year with high school basketball, if you get 5 1/4, double bonus.
And Davey Moore, if you're listening, if you get 5 1/4, it's a double bonus. just as a reminder.
And it is. It's hard to get used to. I couldn't imagine being a coach and having it completely changed. There's a good look from Shearer to Smith. He misses the shot, and a good job of recovering from behind there as Elliott gets credit for a block shot. Here's a jumper, 17, top of the key. It's no good. Elliott with the board goes back up with it. He's fouling the floor. That's Bath County's first. We're doing a good job of stopping Archibald in this third quarter and fourth quarter, but I think it's the effort that everybody's giving to stop the guards that's really weakening up the defensive rebounding in the post. And give credit to this Bracken County team. And they're taking his guy off the bounce for an easy two as Archibald, as he got the step that time. As Jace goes coast to coast with it, puts it up and in. And one for the Cats. So a good job there by Bath County on the other end. Because that was a huge take by Archibald to score on the polar bear end. Bath County with a very quick answer. Jace saw something he liked there and got around his guy defensively and scored. Or got around the defensive player rather and scored.
Smith quietly with 9 points. Chance hit double digits here.
Second one's up. Second one. The only one is good. 53-44, three-point play is complete. 5:06 to go here in this fourth quarter. Walking it up is Chase Archibald, the 5'10 junior. You know, their three best players are juniors. There's a handoff at the top of the key into the hands of Nelson. Gets in the paint. Teardrop is up and good. Good touch there in the lane, making it 53-46, 4:45 to go here in this fourth quarter. Solo crosses the midcourt stripe, keeping his dribble alive, giving it to Bradley. Now bounce pass to Smith at the elbow. Into Roosis. Needs some help. Kicks it over to Bradley. Now to Sorrell and Smith. Good ball movement. Bradley catches it. Roos is on the top of the key. Looks to go around his man and does. Gets it to the paint. Shot is blocked. Very good job there by Zach Elliott. Taking over the possession. 7-point Bath County cushion with 4:13 to go here in this one. And there is a good take that is no good, but a foul on Bath County. Nelson took the shot. He's bumped there by Roussis. And it's going to be two free throws.
It's 17-7.
So two fouls on Braden.
Puts a good foul shooter in Nelson at the line. Nelson with 12 points.
Bouncing good. So 53-47, 4:08 to go here in this fourth quarter. He will get another. Bath County's done everything well in the second half except rebound on the defensive end. And that second free throw is good, and that makes it 53-48. We got a full timeout on the floor. We're going to take it as well at the 4:08 mark. You're listening to Bath County Basketball. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Eight to go here in regulation from Owingsville. This is game one of three this evening. Bath County will also play the 8 o'clock game against Ohio Mohican Academy. We'll have more information on them as the night progresses. They did play fairly well yesterday. Bath County just looking to get back in the winning column. Bath County looking for just their second win on the season. Across the midcourt stripe here is Sorrell, jumper from 15. Off the glass, no good. Smith goes up strong with a rebound. Could not corral it. And Jackson Witten comes out there strongly with the board here for Bracken County. 3:43, they take over the possession. They're moving right to left. And here's a give down on the baseline into the hands of Noah Nelson. Down back out to Archibald. Clock's at 3.5. They're not playing with a big sense of urgency. They're sort of standing around. They've wasted about 30 seconds. When you're down this many, you need to get it rolling. Try to get you a shot.
Now they've got going.
Now they're going, but they're going away from the basket with a weave. But this is their regular offense, so give them credit for that. They get it down low to Elliott. His turnaround shot is no good. So about a 45-second possession. It comes up empty. A good stop by Bath County's defense. Montana Rashear, coast to coast, lays it in. And wins. Fouls out. Well, Witten's been on a mission to foul out. He's grabbed everybody out there. And they're going to bring in Greg Benedict. I think he's a catcher for the Braves.
Witten fouls out with 3 points and four boards. Five fouls.
So Montana Brashear is going to have a chance for a three-point play with Bruce.
You had to look it up, didn't you?
No. Free throws on its way. Good.
Maybe they're related.
Maybe. So 56-48, 2:55 to go here in the fourth. Crossing midcourt stripe with it is Chase Archibald. As the model Faith were making their way in. As they will be next in action here against Bryan Station. As they move a little weave out top, Buchanan has it. Over to Archibald. Gets on the baseline. Gets Saw off his feet. Shots up from 17. He got it. That's their first bucket for a while.
22.
56-50 as the Cats lead. I just keep thinking none of these leads are comfortable enough. He's going to continue to pour it on. Nice catch by Eli Bradley on a beautiful pass from Montana Brashear. As Bath County calls a 30-second timeout that we will keep here. as we appreciate you tuning in to our broadcast, either on 97.7 FM or WKCARadio.com if you want to live stream us. Not a lot of folks out there have been able to pick us up with the app far, far away. It's just been a good way for outreach here for the radio station.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I saw the book get up, and I was hoping they're in a number discrepancy or something.
You told me a thing.
Well, it's making me get nervous when they do stuff like that.
You know, I go back to the girls' game. I was listening to David the other night. That scorebook error, that could have it nearly could have cost us ball game.
Yeah,
because they were, even though Bathtag gets that win over East Carter, it gave them all kinds of momentum. It gave them points. It gave them possessions. It gave them, time on the clock. It was just like that was as bizarre of any play that I've heard in a long time that wasn't on the floor.
Well, there's been a lot of interesting things this year.
things that normally don't happen are happening.
Exactly. I mean, scorebook errors and, all that kind of stuff. Throw in the change with the fouls, and about halftime we're just trying to catch up and
right.
Keep what's going. And a pop and mic, and they were fussing about it. Said our PA guy was clicking his pen against it, but I think it was just the actual mic itself.
It's the mic, yeah. That's funny. So we're back to action here at 152. 8-point ball game. And a stop here would probably seal the deal for the Cavs. As here's a pass over on the wing, and the new guy into the game turns it over. It goes through Benedict's hands out of bounds.
He's turncoat.
Well, and I tell you what, they really don't have a lot of depth. How many guys have you seen coming off the bench? Or maybe one?
He's cold.
Yeah. Yep, he's went cold.
He's turncoat. He's Benedict Arnold.
I got you. Try to ignore it. Back the other way is Saul with it. So FK did get a stop on that possession. We're at 128, and it's really all over except some foul shooting and some good ball movement. And FK didn't have to score another point.
Chase was wide open.
Yeah, they're just not going to take it. And I don't blame them. Just don't take a chance of a possession change. And there's what you don't want to do is Palin throws it out of bounds.
Uncharacteristic.
Yeah, I don't think Roussos is ready for it. I mean, you got the ball in Saul's hands. That's where you want it.
I think he thought he was going to go for a layup. He's gotten a wide open path.
You're exactly right. Roussos is saying, why are you giving me the ball? I'm not a ball handler. So, Bracken came with a little bit of light here, but not much, because they're still down three possessions of 56 seconds, and they're still running a weave. Benedict has it top of the key. As they move it over, a long three-point shot is on its way and no good. Off the further end there was Nelson. That kind of gets the board. Now they need some fouls. As Bradley has it, and he's found the backcourt. And reaching in there is Chase Archibald. So this has been a much better performance from Bracken County than the game back in December, where Bath County won 75-59, which was a turnover fest, we've been told.
Yep.
So with 37.7 to go, Bradley will shoot a pair. Free throw number one is good. That is the number five plus foul in this quarter.
And that's point number five.
Yeah, he's played well tonight. And for him not to play at all last night and to come in and play this well, it's a positive sign, because Preston Roussos played well last night. And we're going to need those reserve guards. I don't think there's any doubt about it. You're going to need four or five guards in a rotation if you're going to beat anybody. Here's a long three for Archibald, in and out, no good. Good job by Roussos. We got a jump ball. Roussos thought he had position, but then Elliott goes over the top at 6'6".
And didn't really go over the top. He just reached up.
Now, if you ask Braden, he's 6'6". But that was a true 6'6 guy going over top of him. And there's a putback that scores with 19.9 seconds for Bracken.
Oh, when Braden tells the story later, this guy was 5'10".
Right.
Or 6'10".
Oh, 6'10". I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 6'10".
So that makes our score 59-52. So we're still not all the way home yet.
With commitments to play college ball at Division One. Yeah, that 6'10 kid played for Bracken. So I out-rebounded him.
Bryan Station makes their way in. That's going to be a tough draw there for Model. And I know they've got a competitive little bunch, respectively. But this will be Model's last game, or this will be Bryan Station's last game but the showcase, as they will play this, the six-card ball game. Bath County will be back in action at 8 o'clock against Ohio Mohican. So we will take a break after this broadcast, and we will be back in action for the game tonight. So if you're not doing anything else, come see us here in Owingsville. Should have a pretty good crowd. This is the afternoon game here. You're not going to have the outpouring of fans. But this evening, more people will be off work, and we should have a better crowd. So 20 seconds basically to go in this contest. Bath County will have the possession. Length of the floor to go. It is double bonus time, so we should expect some fouls right away. Taylor gets it in to Jay Smith, and he's pushed from behind with two hands.
Didn't make a play for the ball.
Yeah. He's fouled from behind by Arnold. So Jace will shoot two with 18 seconds. So 2 seconds left the clock. Smith's first free throw is good. Jace came in averaging 13 and a half per contest. He will get a second. Second was no good. Clock continues to run here. 8-point ball game. Quick shot the other way from three is no good. Rebound by Bashir. And we got another foul. Miss Benedict connects that one. Connects with that foul as well. So that's going to send Bashir to the line. And Todd, he's had a huge ball game. He's your leading candidate for our R.L. Caldwell Construction Company Offensive Player of the Game, you'd imagine.
25. Leads all scorers.
Yeah, and he had some big numbers last year at times. Free throw is good. But this scoring output here is much needed. You can tell he's getting healthier every night out. Second was no good. Short-armed that one. 61-52, 8 seconds. Archibald long, three, no good. Benedict with the board, kicks it over. 3-point shot by Buchanan is no good, and that's the end of the ball game. Final score, 61-52. Bath County with their second win of the season, both of which coming over this Bracken County team. As that's going to do it for this part of our program, we're going to head back to the studio. Todd's going to get some stats together. We should have Coach Perry, our Players of the Game awards, and much, much more. We'll be back right after these words. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball and the Dan Sports Classic.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioRed Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioRed Plus products or BioRed Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioRed.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Welcome back as our broadcast continues with our coverage of the Dan Swartz Classic here on WKCA, your home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats. Bath County with a big win here this evening by a score of 61-52. The Wildcats pick up their second win on the season. Both these wins came over Bracken County, but Todd were playing better. I thought the boys did a nice job of making open shots. They passed it well, especially in transition. I thought our forwards really controlled this game from a ball handling standpoint. There's a lot of pressure that are put on both Jay Smith and Montana Brashear to handle the basketball for this team. And I thought they both handled it extremely well. Montana had a big scoring output. He led all scores. But when you look at just the performance from a passing standpoint, this Bath County team was very successful, and that's what you really want to see as we enter this second half. You know, we always talk about this being the turning point between the first half of the season to the second. Like, after you get through that holiday, you usually play in a tournament. You go back to district action, which we'll be picking that up here fairly soon with a couple of Round County games coming up and a Fleming and a Menifee mixed in. But you want to be playing well at this time of year, and Bath County was able to do that here today. You know, we talk about legs. You're going to need some depth. Bath County's got another game at 8 o'clock. We'll have that one on the radio. So, you know, you need depth on a day like today, and I thought the minutes they got out of Allen Bowling is going to help your post guys. The minutes that Bath County was able to get from Eli Bradley today was valuable, and hopefully these teams will come out tonight, or hopefully this team will come out tonight and have those same legs that they had during this one, because it looked really good here in this contest. So once again, Bath County picks up our second win, improving to 2-11 on the season. Bracken County falling to 2-13. As we talked about, Bath County will be next be in action tonight at 8 o'clock. Bath County will take on Ohio Mohican Academy. We'll have that one. Richmond Model taking on, or Model High School rather, taking on Bryan Station here in about 40 minutes if you want to make your way out. A good night for basketball, and you're going to see a very good Bryan Station club if you do come out. Todd's got us some stats.
Absolutely. As far as shooting goes, 19 of 47, 40% for the Polar Bears of Bracken. 6 of 18 behind the arc, 33%. 9 of 13, charity strike, 69%. Led in scoring by Archibald, 22 points, 2 boards, 16 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals for Nelson. 6 points, 5 rebounds for Buchanan, 5, 6 rebounds, and 2 blocks. 5 points for Elliott. 3 points, 4 boards for Witten. He fouled out with 2:57 left going to contest. And then Benedict did come down with a rebound, didn't score. Bath County led in scoring. Brashear, 26 points, 5 rebounds, a steal on a block. 13 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal for Sorrell. 11 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal for Smith. 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals for Eli Bradley. 2 points, 3 rebounds for Allen Bowling. For the Duke Braden Roos, this is 4 points and 3 rebounds. A block for Eli McCarty. Did not score in the contest. Chase Robinson played but failed to score. Preston Roos played but failed to score. And that rounded out all the players that got into action on this floor tonight for Bath County. 47%, 21 of 47. 3 of 8 behind the arc, 37.5, and 76 free throws, 16 of 21. So 76%, not too bad shooting percentages. But, you know, big night for Montana for sure. As far as your player of the game awards go, offensively, I mean, Montana Brashear has to be there. 26 points, he led off scores. Just a big night, and just did it multifaceted, taking it to the rack and scoring with Will. That's your R.O. Cottle offensive player of the game.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Defensive player of the game tonight, you know, I'm actually going to give that one to I'm going to give it to Taylen Sorrell.
Yep, he's your guy.
He drove that one tough tonight, came up with a steal, had 4 rebounds all on the defensive side of things. Really, really played inspired basketball. He had a tough assignment. He was chasing Archibald.
Well, and he wins it in the second half, because the first half, Taylen didn't play particularly well in the defensive end of the floor. He got beat back door like 2 or 3 times. And, you know, some of that could be playing back-to-back days, and you understand it. And then that second half, though, he came out of the locker room, and I'm sure he was challenged at halftime. If we're going to win this game, you've got to stop that guy that's scoring all these points. Well, he's able to get his hand in his face. I thought he really made him work. Archibald had all those wide-open looks in the first half. He didn't get any open looks in half number two, and that's a credit to the good defensive play by the Bath County senior leader. So I think he deserves that award as we transition into the Swartz's Mowing Unsung Hero. There's several players that I think would be good candidates. Eli Bradley stood out to me just because he's able to score. I think he had three buckets. He did a good job defensively. And he gives us another ball handler. And if he's out there handling the basketball, Roosis comes in handling the basketball. You know, you combine that with what McCarty, Sorrell, Smith, Brashear are doing, this Bathgate team has five or six really capable ball handlers.
I mean, Eli Bradley came in and gave you 5 points,
yep.
4 boards, 2 steals.
Yeah,
He was tough as far as your unsung hero by Sports Moline. That's who I had. I was debating on giving him the defensive player of the game just because he had the most steals. But Talon chasing those guards around all night long,
yep.
Fighting through picks, taking the contact. That was the difference in between, the unsung and your defensive player of the game.
I think you made the right call there. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast. We'd like to thank everyone for joining us. We'll have Coach Perry tonight after the 8 o'clock game. Once again, Bath County with the win, 61-52 over Bracken. Bath County's second win on the season. They'll look to add a third one to their ledger tonight. We will have it. We're looking at targeting a 7:45 pregame. Please stay tuned. Listen to some good music. We'll have news on the hour every hour. This is WKCA. For Hannah back to the studio, who does a wonderful job, all of our sponsors, all of our listeners, making this broadcast possible. For Todd Waits, this is Patrick Armitage. For about an hour and a half, we'll see you again.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Howe Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.